The epistle for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Brethren, I, a prisoner in the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called, with all humility and mildness, with patience, supporting one another in charity, careful to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. One body and one spirit, as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. At that time, the Pharisees came to Jesus, and one of them, a doctor of the law, asked him, tempting him, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like to this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments dependeth the whole law and the prophets." And the Pharisees being gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think you of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say to him, "David's." He saith to them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand, until I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son?" And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On top of Mount Sinai, God carved the Ten Commandments on stone tablets and gave them to Moses. By the guidance of the Holy Ghost, the Church gave us the Six Commandments of the Church. But our Lord tells us in today's Gospel, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind." This is what he called the greatest and the first commandment of charity. And the second is like to this, he said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And in these two commandments, the law of the Old and New Testaments is fulfilled. That is, if we preserve charity, we will necessarily obey all the commandments. But without the virtue of charity, we lack everything. For charity is the queen of the virtues and is essential to the practice of any virtue. Thus, when we lack charity, we are nothing. St. Paul says, "Even if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." That is, every talent or gift is meaningless if I do not have charity. The apostle continues, "If I should have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing." He means that even with the facade of every other virtue or quality, if one lacks charity, he is absolutely worthless. One holy priest wrote, "Charity is indispensably necessary, so that without it, the greatest virtue virtues cease to be virtues, and good works remain useless, dead, and without soul. To follow the greatest and the first commandment, then, is indispensable to becoming a saint. Our Lord gave us this precept 3 days before Good Friday. You see, previous to that first Holy Week, the Pharisees frequently tested our Lord and tried trapping him in arguments concerning the Mosaic law. They wanted him to contradict himself or the law so that he would lose the confidence and love of his followers and disciples. After our Redeemer entered Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday, the anger of the Pharisees, scribes, and Sadducees was at its height, leading them to wish to put our Lord to death. Thus, on the Tuesday of the first Holy Week, a certain Pharisee, a lawyer, asked our Lord, "Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" And our Lord answered the lawyer, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. This is the greatest and the first commandment." Our Lord then said, "The second is like to the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these two commandments depends the whole law and the prophets." Our Lord, knowing that his life on earth was drawing to a close, he desired to give us all that was necessary to bring his beloved children to heaven. Before going to the cross and heaven himself, he gave to his beloved disciples, his followers, and also his enemies, the great commandment of charity. This commandment consists of love of God and love of neighbor. The two are connected. One learned priest points out the two are alike because to love our neighbor according to the command which God gives is to love God himself. The priest gives 3 reasons why this is true, why love of neighbor is connected with love of God. He says, first, by loving our neighbor, we do God's will. Secondly, our neighbor is the creation of God. And thirdly, God loves him as he loves us. To obey the great commandment, we must be careful to preserve charity in thought, word, and action. One dangerous pitfall against love of neighbor is gossip. Gossip is against charity because it offends, harms, and ruins the name and reputation of our neighbor. Gossip is the same as detraction and slander. That is, one can harm another's reputation by telling a lie about a person or by revealing a true fault of another. Gossip offends God because it violates love of neighbor, and it also violates the 8th commandment, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." One event from the life of St. Philip Neri shows the evil of gossip. This Italian priest lived in the 16th century, and he was known for a good sense of humor. One day, one of the saint's parishioners stopped by to visit him. This parishioner was known for her evil tongue and her habit of gossiping, causing discontent by sharing other people's faults. Seeing her, St. Philip asked her for a favor. He gave her some money to buy a chicken at the store. St. Philip then asked her to pluck all the feathers of the chicken as she walked from the market back to the priest's rectory. The woman was delighted that the saintly St. Philip had asked her to do something for him. She did exactly as Father told her and plucked every feather letting it fall on the cobblestone roads of the Italian streets. When she arrived at the rectory, the woman handed St. Philip Neri a freshly plucked chicken. He thanked her and then asked her for one more favor. He said, "Now go once more and collect every feather of the chicken you just plucked." "Father," she said, "that is impossible. I tossed the feathers through all the avenues, and by now the wind must have scattered the feathers in every direction." Then St. Philip Neri, after letting that sink in, he answered, "Let this be a lesson to you, for it is exactly the same with your wicked gossip. Just as the chicken feathers have been scattered by the wind in every direction, so have your wicked words been scattered in every direction by other people, repeating your stories, your words, and your evil whispers." Gossip does violence to the person gossiping, to the person listening, and to the person about whom the gossiper speaks. For gossip is a sin for the person speaking, a sin for the person willfully listening, and for the person who is being spoken about, his good name is injured. Even if we think we may not have a problem with gossip, let us take some time to examine whether we are harming another's name by our words without realizing it, or endangering ourselves on social media by steeping ourselves in slanders, lies, or uncharitable words. Whether on the news or social media or in conversation, worldly people talk of others' faults and lie about one another constantly. Often gossip will begin with words such as, "Did you hear about so-and-so? Do you know about this or that?" And a gossiper will go on to enumerate faults, failings, and even sins of others, and to reveal the true or imaginary mistakes or shortcomings of their neighbor. This is gossip, and this is uncharitable. Thus, we can identify what gossip is, and we can identify how some violate our Lord's greatest and first commandment, charity. Resolve then to speak only of the good of another. And if you hear someone beginning to gossip, flee that trap as a danger to your own soul. Let us then strive to obey our Lord's greatest commandment, love of neighbor and love of God. By growing in one, we grow in the other. If we are weak in one, we prove we are weak in the other. Therefore, beware of sins against charity, especially gossip, so that we may be pleasing to God, grow in love of neighbor, and be inflamed with charity. St. Bernardine says, "Unless a coal be inflamed and burning, it has no beauty. So neither has the soul, except it burn with charity." Beware, my dear faithful, of the pitfall of gossip, as plucking feathers and scattering them in every direction. Be cautious to practice charity towards your friends and enemies, and thus grow in love of neighbor and of God. For this is the greatest commandment. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.